This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, March 21st. While the cattle market shifts away from a tight supply in Wednesday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
Shift from tight supply that we've had for the first quarter here into the second quarter. Looks like we're going to see plenty of extra cattle around in the second quarter. Beef production should also improve significantly. Once a short-term tightness is priced into the market, we're likely to see a short-term peak as that supply flow increases as we get our way into April, May, and June. Flooding river systems struggling to keep up with the snowmelt, just adding to the significant problems we're seeing, especially in the Nebraska and the Dakotas. The cattle and feed report will be out Friday. That's going to give traders some indication.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up 8.25 at 464.5. May corn was up 0.25 at 371.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 630. Harvard winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for March were up 8.25, ranging from 619 to 634. BNS wheat with 14% protein prices for March were up 6.25, ranging from 681.5 to 696.5. Live cattle for April was up 45 cents at 129.72.5. March feeder cattle was up a nickel at 142.30. And March Class 3 milk was up 8 cents at 1501.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.